Her Two Dirty Babies by Martin Costa. First published 2025. Copyright Martin Costa. Chapter 1. The first one arrives. The boy stood in the foyer of the old estate, suitcase in hand, eyes darting. He was slender, just past 20, trying to look confident in a world that had never quite welcomed him. His name was Micah, and Miss Alara already knew him better than he knew himself. She watched him through the two-way glass a moment longer. Nervous fingers tugged at the hem of his hoodie. His legs were pressed tight together, as if guarding a secret. Miss Alara stepped out of the shadows, heels silent on polished wood.
"You're early," she said, her voice calm but clipped. "That's good.
Punctuality matters, even for little ones." Micah blinked.
"Ah. I thought this was a retreat." "It is. But not one where you leave the same."
She took his suitcase from him before he could speak.
She did not ask permission. "Let's get you settled."
The room was soft, warm, and sterile. A crib instead of a bed, a shelf lined with bottles, dummies, and thick folded nappies, and a changing table bolted to the wall.
He stared. "Is this someone else's room?" "No, sweetheart," Alara said gently, turning back to him. "It's yours. And it's been waiting."
Micah flushed.
He tried to speak, but his voice cracked. "I'm not, I don't need."
Alara reached into his suitcase, unzipping it with elegant precision. She removed two pairs of panties, lace-trimmed, size small, and held them up with a delicate flick of her wrist.
"No," she murmured. "You don't hump these.
You don't wear them at night and pretend to be someone's baby girl." His face turned scarlet.
"Aye, please." "It's all right," she interrupted. "You're not being punished. You're being understood.
Boys like you wear panties and come in them all the time."
She stepped closer.
Her presence was overwhelming, both maternal and merciless.
"You see, Micah," she said softly, "boys like you don't need freedom.
You need structure. Control. Boundaries. You need to be told when to eat, when to sleep, and when to fill your nappy like a proper little sissy baby with pee-poo or even cum." His knees buckled just slightly.
She saw it.
He didn't resist when she took his hand and sat him on the padded bench beside the crib.
"Tell me," she said, crouching in front of him. "When you hump your pillow in those panties, do you imagine you're being watched?"
He nodded, trembling.
"Do you want someone to stop you? Tell you no? Make you messy and helpless instead?" "Yes," he whispered. Her smile was calm and cold. "Good boy. Then you'll wear nappies now.
You'll wet them and mess them, and I'll decide if you get changed. You'll hump nothing but the padding between your legs until your shame is real enough to smell." Micah whimpered.
His hips shifted. "Stop," she ordered. "No humping unless I say so. Understood?" He froze. She touched his cheek. He nodded.
That night, she put him in a triple-thick disposable, fastened with locking covers. She powdered him liberally, slid his hands into soft mittens, and clipped a dummy gag into place. Before she left him in the crib, she leaned in and whispered.
"Dry is for boys. Wet is for babies. Messy is for mine."